This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. Been a good week. Driving home from my dad's. I was a little concerned for a few minutes. Whoa, that's a lot of sound. I was a little concerned for a few minutes. Dad wanted a new recliner because his old recliner wouldn't recline as much anymore. But it's kind of a big, plushy, soft recliner. So I ordered him a new one. Just kind of took a guess on Amazon because he didn't want to go to the store and check anything out. It came in. We got it set up. Actually, my daughter Lizzie got it set up yesterday. Got it all taken care of. And Dad still wanted me to come by and check it out, so I did that last night. It's electrified and has a chairlift and goes back and all that kind of stuff. It was good. Then I got a call from him today that he wanted to move it out of there and wanted to put the old one back. I was like, ah, rats. But then I got there tonight and he, you know, had kind of gotten used to it a little more. So I think we're good at this point because it's heavy. It was like a $500 chair, and it's heavy. I could pack it up and have Amazon come get it, but man, it would be so yay. So it doesn't look like at this point that we're sending it back. Whoop, whoop. So anyways, sometimes, you know, when you're just ordering stuff blind off of Amazon, you can read the reviews, but you just never know till you get it in. But it's a nice chair. It's nice. He did well. It was Star Wars last Friday. And we had fun. So I don't think I talked about the particulars. I found this headband that they sell at Disney parks that looks like crystal clear Mickey Mouse ears. Although not, they're like Lucite Mickey Mouse ears, except they have etchings on the ears, and each ear is actually three plates with three different etchings. And then what they do is they have LEDs underneath them that go in sequence. And so the plates light up in sequence. And it actually looks like it's a little bit animated. So it's cute. And I'd gotten some Darth Vader music on kazoos. And I'd gotten some Star Wars leggings and Star Wars socks and a Star Wars headband. And Star Wars t-shirt, which was an American Graffiti t-shirt, had the painting on the front of it, except the farmer and his wife had stormtrooper helmets on, so that was fun. And then I just bought a crummy old stormtrooper costume for like $18, but it had the arms, it had the long sleeve arms on it. It was funny because in the picture it was all hemmed up, and then when I actually got it, it wasn't hemmed at all. Like, yeah, made in China. So I went in and got some of that Stitch Witch stuff. Ned had some, and I just ironed in some hems and called it done. Although I have learned that when you're using that stuff, you really need to get it hot and make sure it really melts that plastic down good. I don't like just wearing leggings without something else because... And if you're gonna wear leggings, you know, you gotta take advantage of the real estate. So I had gotten some little Daisy Duke shorts and stuff, and I had decorated them up with Star Wars buttons and got some iron-on stickers for the back pockets. I don't think I talked about this yet. Iron-on stickers for the back pockets and ironed them on, and then some other patches and stuff to make them look like Star Wars shorts. But there were a couple of fun moments. It's really interesting how things kind of all worked together. So one of the fun moments was I was at Walmart, and I'd gone through. I was saying hello to the workers and happy Star Wars days, and, you know, I think saw a couple of people I knew, and we just said hey and all that kind of stuff. And so it was fine. Got in line with the checkout. I got to prelude this by this. There is a lady... who I have seen probably 7, 8 years, maybe 10, while I've been shopping. I've seen her consistently because she normally does her grocery shopping on a Friday. So I have seen her consistently. I've never said hello to her. She's an older lady, but I haven't said hello because when she walks, she always kind of walks with her head down, kind of turned to the side, so you can tell she's not really that interested in having conversations. So that's okay. I don't want to impose on people. But it was funny because I was walking around and I happened to look up and she was kind of looking over and she was kind of grinning a little bit at the outfit. And so I said, "Happy Star Wars Day." And she said, "Happy Star Wars Day." And then she just turned and started talking to me. I love that moment when people just open up and start communicating with you. Something in them switches and says, "Yes, I can have a conversation with this person." So I love that moment. So she started talking to me. She said, "Yeah," she said, "my husband's sister, she wrote us on May the 1st and said, 'Happy Star Wars Day,' because she knew it was in May sometime." And we were both just like, "No, it can't be May the 1st. It can't be. It has to be May the 4th. I said, "Right." You know, so we were laughing about that. Well, then I saw her a couple of more times as we were going through Walmart, kind of crossing paths and stuff. And as I finished up, I was coming around. I was headed towards the checkout. There were only two main lines open. I had too many items to go through, like self-checkout or something like that. And I saw her headed towards me. And I had already gotten to the point where I had gotten to the two lines, checked them out. I knew which was the shorter line. And I was right there by it. And I was far enough from her, I could have ducked in and been done with it. But, you know, I looked up and smiled again. I said, "You checking out?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "Well, I think this is the shorter line." So I just waited for her and gave her the shorter line. And then I went over to the other one because, A, I didn't want to be waiting right behind her and obligate her to talk to me some more. The other line was a little shorter. And the cashier in the other line was somebody I hadn't had a chance to get caught up with in a while. And I thought it would be good to do that. So there's all these little things that are happening. A, actually get to talk to this lady whom I hadn't talked to ever. Got a few moments, got a chance to say hello. B, got a chance to get her in the shorter line. I had to nudge to know, don't go in that line, go to the other line. There's all these little things that are happening. That puts me in this line, and I'm behind another lady who's checking out. She is almost within the range of do not talk to women in that range, you know. Because I have this policy, I don't talk to women. I don't do cold opens. I don't just start talking to women who are between the ages of about 16 and 30, 35. Because there's no way I can talk to them without increasing their anxiety level. So I just don't. So she was about in that range. So I wasn't going to open anything with her. But I was standing there with my little ears going And the cashier from the other lane leaned back and she said, "So what are you dressed up for today?" Because I'm friends with her as well. I said, "Star Wars Day." And I could see out of the corner of my eye that the lady in front of me, there was a flash of recognition in her face. And the cashier kind of looked at me, kind of looked at the lady, and the lady was like, "Yeah, Star Wars Day." And the cashier said, "So why is it Star Wars Day?" And I just pointed at the lady and I said, "Well, she knows." And her eyes kind of got a little bit bigger, and I thought, "Oh, rats." She said, "Well, it's May the 4th. I said, "Right, May the 4th be with you." "Oh, okay, okay." And then I think the cashier at that point said something like, "Well, why aren't those Mickey Mouse ears?" I said, "They are Mickey Mouse ears." She was like, "Well, why?" And I looked at the lady in front of me again, and I said, "She knows." And the lady's eyes got bigger, and she said, because Disney bought Star Wars. I said, "Right, Disney bought Star Wars." And then we all kind of chatted just for a little bit more. And then the lady pulled open her jacket and she was wearing a May the 4th be with you t-shirt for Star Wars. And I was like, "Hey, there it is." She said, "Yeah." She said, "We're having a party at school." And she said, "I'm picking up supplies." So, you know, all those little collusion things line up and go bang. So that was fun. The other one that was fun that I won't use any names for, and I don't think they'll mind me saying this. I went over to some co-workers there who I told them I was going to drop by and see them because they want me to come by when I'm dressed up. So I told them, "Okay, just listen for the kazoo music," because I had Darth Vader's theme on kazoo. So I turned it on. So I start walking at about 10 o'clock. and nobody was coming out of their offices. And I was like, what? So I poked my head around the corner of this one lady's office, and she said, hey, you're here. So she liked the outfit. We talked for a little bit. You know, I love the sound effects, all that kind of good stuff. And I had called another buddy to come over, so they came over. So I talked to her for a little while, and then she said, well, I'm texting them right now, and they're going to be back, you know, at like 2 o'clock. I said, that's fine. I got a doctor's appointment with my dad at 2:20. I'll just swing by and see y'all. Before or after, we'll figure it out. It was a good thing I went before, because the doctor's appointment went way late, so that was good. So then my buddy came over from the big building, and so I turned to talk to him. We talk, got a picture, left. So anyways, then I did all the grocery shopping, did all that kind of stuff, went, did some writing, came back in, got my dad. I said, Dad, we just need to swing by one spot, so swing by there. And I walk in, start the music up, you know, dan, 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 dan. And, you know, now the office, they start coming pouring out, laughing, and hey, hey, you know, so this is the reaction I was expecting the first time. So we're sitting there, we're gabbing about the outfit, and, you know, what are the pieces, and all that kind of stuff. We're gabbing, 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 gabbing. And the lady who has seen me before starts saying, yeah, and, so yeah, and you should kind of see, you know, because on the back, he's got kind of, you know, and she's trying to find a way to suggest to them that I turn around so they could see the backside, because, as I said, I took some iron-on stickers that had the Star Wars logos on there, and I ironed them onto the back pockets of the shorts. But she just didn't want to come out and say that. So I looked at her, and I grinned, and I said, when I was in here before, did you look at my butt? And she laughed. She said, yeah, I did. She said, well, you turned around and you were talking to your friend and stuff. And, you know, and so then I had to turn around for them. And then we had to do the thing, and they laughed, and I turned back around. And of course, then I had to do the obligatory, I'm feeling very objectified at this point. So anyways, it was fun. It was fun. We had fun. Everybody seemed to enjoy it. Working on the Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam Day is June 29th. I think now, June 29th. It's the Friday before Independence Day is Uncle Sam Day, so I'm working on that outfit. We'll see. Try not to get mugged, but we'll see. Okay, so, writing is going fine. I am seriously behind this week. I'm like 1,800 words behind at this point. I was at church on Tuesday helping out with something, and last night I had a bunch of stuff I was doing, some of it for the Uncle Sam costume, and I got started late. So it's not good. And I had a bunch of rewriting of what I wrote on Sunday, which is the 3,000 words. And so I only got about 100 words in on Monday, which is supposed to be 1,000. And then Tuesday was pretty much a blowout. I got just a few words done Wednesday. So, I mean, I'm rapidly sliding. But we're going to put on the push, and we're going to try to get some words down on tomorrow. Well, tonight I'm going to push a little bit, and then tomorrow night and Saturday. We'll see. I have been in this position before and expected I wasn't going to hit the 10,000 words, and then just miraculously it comes together. So we'll see. I'm in a pretty good section. Should be okay. We'll see. Anyways, so I was telling a friend today, I've got like three things that I wanted to talk about, but I did want to put a stake in the ground for this week, because Google I.O. happened this week, and they did all their, this is the latest stuff we're working on. And this is a really important stake in the ground. One thing in particular, and we'll get to that. But this really was impressive. So we'll get to that in a minute. So at Google I.O., you can go out on YouTube, and there's like Google I.O. in 20 minutes, where they basically just hit all the high points. Some really interesting stuff. They're working in the medical field on things like diabetic retinopathy. It's the leading cause of blindness, and they can use deep learning to help doctors diagnose it earlier, to where they can, you know, be more effective. And they said as they've been doing this, the deep learning stuff, they've realized that the deep learning stuff can figure out other things just by looking in your eyes. Things that you wouldn't necessarily know that was there. But he said they've been able to, when you do 100,000 data points per patient, you know, and then you start analyzing those, it's just, you can pull stuff out. So one of the things they were talking about, they can talk about identifying medical records and figuring out when people are going to be readmitted to the hospital. So some really cool stuff, and they are pulling stuff out about, you can tell stuff about the heart and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's cool. Then one of the things they're doing in Gmail that's going to be rolled out soon is they'll start suggesting phrases to you as you type. They're going to look at your emails and figure out the types of things that you suggest to certain peoples. And so as you're typing, it'll be sitting there going, and yeah, why don't we get together tonight? Yeah, get together tonight and we'll just make some tacos. Because they're paying attention to what you've said before. And So that's not creepy or anything. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be rolled out soon. I'm getting my mail. One moment. Lynette Farron, Phil Farron, Adrian Bryce. Okay. Anyway, so it'll start, you know, paying attention. They've got some stuff going on with pictures for their new picture apps and those kind of things, that it will, like, if you're somewhere and you're taking a bunch of pictures and it looks at one of the pictures and it sees that it's darker than all the others, it will pop up a little button and say, hey, do you want to fix the brightness on this? And you just hit one button and it'll be done. So they're going to use deep learning for that kind of stuff. They have some other things where they'll notice, like, if pictures aren't saturated quite correctly and you have a human subject in front of it, then it'll say, hey, do you want to, you know, and it'll resaturate the picture on the color for it to make the person in front pop out more. So, you know, those are cool. The other thing, there was one other thing they could do with the pictures. Oh, they can automatically colorize pictures now as well. So, they can do things where if you upload a picture that's in black and white, they can tell it's in black and white. And so they can say, hey, would you like to colorize this? And it will actually colorize it based on what it kind of sees in the picture. And it was pretty good. It was pretty good. They were talking about some other things. They have this thing called WaveNet, I think. And it models the underlying raw audio to make it sound more natural. You know, it paces it. It kind of puts kind of some background stuff into it and all that kind of stuff. Plus, and that's pretty impressive. And that actually comes into play in the thing that was most impressive. They're also working with, I think they called it conversational something or other, with Google Assistant, to where you don't have to say, okay, Google, every time. You can just say, okay, Google, tell me whatever, the score of the game last night. Okay, and who are they playing? And then following that, you can just say, and who are they playing next? And so then it'll say, oh, well, they're playing this next. And so it will contextualize, as you're talking to the Google Assistant, it will contextualize what it's talking about with you. And it will make assumptions based on things that you have said before. It's very impressive. It's just, they're going to be rolling that out soon. And then the thing that was really the most impressive, well, before we get to that, let's go over the other things. There's going to be some improvements in the Google search stuff where you're going to be able to do actions right inside the search. Like if you say, hey, can you give me a list of all the companies that, you know, might be able to provide me a ride, such and such. Not only will it give you that list, but it'll have buttons available for you there. So you can just hit those buttons and go, you just book it right there. So that's pretty cool. Let's see, you can do things like, there's going to be, they're putting in group things like you want to get something to eat, and so you have a group, and so you run down and say, hey, I'd like you to get something to eat this evening. Maybe you guys might want to come along. Here's the type of restaurants I'm thinking of. So you can go bang, 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 pick a bunch of restaurants. Then your friends can see the list. They can either opt in, opt out, pick a restaurant too, and then you know everybody can kind of decide together. They can add their own opinions. So that's pretty cool. They're really working on a lot of augmented reality stuff with their Google Lens. It's just getting smarter and smarter. And so they demonstrated some of those things. You know, that's pretty cool. But, you know, by far. Oh, and they were talking about the Waymo stuff and how that's their self-driving car. And that's how it not only knows the rules of the road, but it's... it anticipates what people are going to do. So they gave an example. They showed how their car is coming up to an intersection. It has a green light. Everything should be fine. But there's another car traveling at a speed such that they're probably not slowing down. They're probably not going to get stopped. And so it automatically brakes the Waymo car to kind of avoid situations like that. I think by far the most impressive thing, though, was... they aren't ready to release this yet, but they demoed Google Assistant making appointments for people. So you would say, you know, that you needed a hair appointment, whatever, on Monday. You wanted a hair appointment on Monday. So a lady says, I just want to get a cut on Monday, hopefully around noon, but I can do any time between 12 and noon. Okay. So, this is a hair salon that does not have an online API for making appointments. Humans are their application interface. And so, Google Assistant actually calls the store. And Google Assistant not pretends, but poses, and not really even poses because it is doing it, poses as like a concierge service. And so you can hear the phone call and it's impressive. It's really impressive. Because the lady on the salon answers, hello, such and such salon. And Google Assistant sounding almost identical to a human being says, hi, I'm trying to schedule an appointment for a client of ours. Oh, okay. And well, we're looking to get an appointment at your salon for 12 o'clock or 12:30 on Tuesday. Okay, let me check on that for you. And so then the salon person comes back and says, no, we don't have anything for 12, but we do have something for 1:30. Will that work? No. Do you have anything between 10 and 12? Well, let me check. What service is she looking for? Oh, just a haircut for today. Oh, okay. We do have an appointment. I could put her in at 10 o'clock. Okay, that would be great. What's the name? The name's Linda. Okay, great. I have Linda down for 10 o'clock. All right, thank you very much. I mean, it sounds, it sounds like a human being. And their Google's thing is, look, there are thousands and thousands of businesses out there that calling and talk to a human is the only way you're going to get an appointment there. And so they're going to be working with Google Assistant, increasing its capabilities to where you can just tell Google Assistant, can you make an appointment for me at such and such a place? Or can you reserve a table? They had another one where a guy was calling a restaurant. And the person at the restaurant had an accent and it was still doing just fine. You know, how many? Well, we'll have four in the party that will be coming. Okay, great. And what's the first name on that? Daniel, D-A-N-I-E. You know, this is down. Okay, great. I have you down for them. All right, thank you very much. You know. It's really the first time, that's the first time I have heard a real live phone call using AI with something that could reasonably pass for a human being, was as responsive as a human being, sounded like a human being, completely unscripted. That's pretty impressive. If they have that now, And what Google is going to do, from what I understand, is the Google Assistant on a lot of this stuff is going to start. And if it starts to sense that the person on the other end isn't understanding them or they're not communicating, then it's just going to say, one moment, let me see if I can get someone else on the line that I can help. And then they're going to transfer it into a live call center. And then they're going to try to learn from that, listen to the conversation and learn from that. But it's the first time, really, that the people on the other end had no idea they were talking to a computer. And if they've got that now, in 5 years, this is going to be ubiquitous. I mean, it's just going to be. Maybe Google will be the only people who have it, but it's just going to be everywhere. Which is actually, you know, pretty encouraging news, because there's a whole lot of places we can use this. I was just talking to a friend today who works in the one of the tech support departments. And he was saying, yeah, the missionaries are all talking about, man, wouldn't it be great? Because it could schedule and call and schedule our services for us. Which, yeah, that's what it can do. It can do a lot of other things, too. Once you teach it policies and procedures for the company, it can watch finances, ask questions. Yeah, there's a whole lot of things this technology can be used for. And knowing Google, they will probably make it available to companies. You know, there may be some minor charge on it, but man, it was very impressive. So in keeping with this idea of part of the thing I want to accomplish here is to document these major milestones that happen over the 10 to 15 years, I just thought I would take this week to say, yeah, I have seen the future on that. I mean, it is what we've always talked about in science fiction. It is the staple of science fiction, a conversational computer, but I actually heard it this week. And it is early May 2018. And 5 years ago, I don't think anybody would have predicted we'd be here now. So things are accelerating. It's an exciting time to be alive. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.